Christians and Muslims and people belonging to all races and religions in over 800 cities of the world have taken out to protest rallies to express their rejection of the Zionist racism and extremism. Many Jews around the world continue to condemn the attempt by the Zionists to hijack the beautiful faith of Judaism. We are honored and grateful to have many of our Jewish brothers and sisters standing with us here today to reject the hateful ideology of Zionism that justifies occupation, incarceration, and use of force against the indigenous Palestinian people.
You know, we do have our beloved rabbis here with us who've come under the Jews United Against Zionism organization. They do have a resolution, but due to the Sabbath, they will not be able to read it out. So I would now like to invite Sister Sakina Hasib to recite or to read out this resolution for us. Please do give her a warm welcome.
Yeah. Okay.
We're first going to start with a moment of silence for all of the innocent lives who have been lost, who have been killed, who have been martyred in Palestine, on this land, and around the world. If you want to make a silent prayer, please take this time now to do so.
Sit.
I'm honored to read this statement on behalf of Netzarai Karta International, Jews United Against Zionism. This statement was written by Chief Rabbi David Fredman. We have come here today as Orthodox Jews to show our solidarity with the Palestinian people as they suffer under occupation and oppression. We are here to remember that 70 years ago, the land of Palestine, the city of Quds, of Jerusalem, was inhabited by the Palestinian people. They were displaced, oppressed, killed and robbed, unjustly and illegally, in order to make room for the creation of the modern illegal state of Israel. And as if for 70 years, as if that was not enough, salt is being poured on the wounds with the recent Zionist atrocities at the borders of Gaza and the recent move of the American embassy to Jerusalem. Shame. Before Zionism, Jews in Palestine lived in peace alongside the Palestinians, and we long for the day when there will be peace between our peoples once again. The illegal state of Israel does not in any way represent the Jewish people. Judaism and Zionism are diametric opposites. Judaism requires of us to be loyal to the teachings of God and of the Torah, who has expressly forbidden the Jewish people from having their own state ever since the destruction of the temple. That is why, for 2,000 years, Jews never created their own state, even during the Golden Ages when they had the power and influence to do so. When Zionism, the movement that advocated a Jewish state, began just over 100 years ago, almost the entire religious Jewish leadership opposed it. For decades, masses of Jews and entire Jewish communities have protested against the state of Israel, not just in other countries, but in the Holy Land itself. They don't recognize the legitimacy of the state of Israel, refuse to serve in its army, and protest all their policies. Under the Zionist regime, Jews who speak out are brutally beaten and suppressed. Thus, Jews and Palestinians are on the same side of the struggle. We are both suffering under the oppression of the Zionist regime. We will not be silent until the Jerusalem, Al-Quds, and the entire Palestine is restored to its indigenous inhabitants, the Palestinian people. May the Almighty help this to happen peacefully, without any harm to anyone involved, and may we live to see the days of the coming of the Messiah, inshallah, when, as we say in our prayers, all wickedness will disappear and all of humanity will join together to worship the one God in harmony. Thank you.